Once upon a time, to be exact, we're talking just after dinosaurs stopped being the big bosses. A couple of grunting cavemen named Ork and Eek inhabited a comfy cave with a lovely view of a saber-toothed tiger den, for the lack of formal dining tables. Or civilization, really. They invented their unique protocol. The one who manages to steal a slab of mammoth meat without being stomped into a pancake gets to eat first. The concept of this survival of the fittest buffet went so well that it was later repackaged into a reality TV show in the 21st century. Fast forward several centuries, and we find ourselves sashaying around in the Victorian era, the Emily Post epoch. A time when etiquette was zenith because, well, what else could you do when electricity wasn't around? Every purse-lipped prude in the parlors knew it was just bad form to sport fewer than four layers of clothing. Fainting at inconvenient moments was the done thing. And heaven forbid if you showed an ankle in public. Oddly, only the wealthiest had enough time to waste observing these rules. Funnily enough, their survival or extinction stakes on etiquette differed a tad from the cavemen. The modern era, that chaotic jumble of hashtags and FOMO, took a detour to the cave era, albeit with Wi-Fi and artisanal kale salads. Today's etiquette is a mixed bag. Text someone too soon. You're coming off as needy. Don't put out your seats in a fully booked 8 a.m. flight. You're a monster. Misputting, lol, at the end of your sarcastic comment. Prepare for social exclusion. The semblance of a social order we all agreed somehow varies between Twitter's 280 characters and choosing between a smiling and crying emoji. Neanderthals would be so proud. So, it seems we've come full circle. From the grunting cavemen fighting for the cut of meat to dainty luncheonettes abstaining from the show of ankles to bewildered millennials unclear about when to send that text message. My, how we've evolved. Isn't history fun? Let's toast to our journey through time with clinking cups of gluten-free, free-range, non-GMO soy chai latte, just the way Ork and Eek would have liked, I'm sure. So here's to the next evolution of etiquette. Whether it involves telepathy, communication through interpretive dance, or angry emoji throws, who knows? Maybe, in the next era, we will be found in floating pods, communicating solely in binary code, and the most sacred rule will be not interrupting someone's pod time. Heaven forbid if that happened. Even cavemen wouldn't have dared to disrupt someone's quality cave downtime.